on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. You know, I said earlier in the show, if you missed it, when I was talking with Jody, 68 days until the general election, the 2024 presidential election. That'll be on a Tuesday, by the way, in case you didn't know. First Tuesday in November, anyone. November 5th of this year. And our hope is that you're registered, and our hope is that you get out and vote. And remember, you know, if you're not registered, just go to a search engine and say, how do I register online? There's a way to do it locally, and there's, or I should say, you know, websites that are in the state and federal websites where you can register online. So there's just really not much of an excuse for not being registered if you want to vote. So get that done, God willing. And God willing, sometime November 5th or before, you will have taken advantage of your opportunity to participate in our election process. In studio with us, Mary's here from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
It's always nice. We have a lot of guests in here. They're all friends and some are family. And we of course, consider Johnny and Friends family, you and Marcy.
Thank you.
Prayers for the work being done at Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Keep their staff, all of them, in prayer as they continue to do the work that they're doing there. You know, some of the things that we've talked about in the past is respite events. As a matter of fact, Grace Church, I think they just had theirs last weekend.
Correct.
And Grace Church and other churches in the area, off the top of my head, none are coming to mind.
New Covenant.
Yes.
Paragon,
yeah,
a lot of great churches.
Yeah, and let's tell the listeners, you know, especially if you're a member of a church, you're active in your church, you have a voice at your church where people go, oh, really, we could do that. Well, your church can be trained by Johnny and Friends New Mexico to host a respite event. Now, usually they're in the evening, but I know Paragon typically does theirs kind of in the afternoon.
Yeah, and Trinity at the Marketplace, they'll be doing their first one in November. Nice. And they're doing it in the 11 to 1.
Michael Kelshaw there is doing such great things in our community. So much appreciate them coming on board with the respite events. But for those not familiar, Mary, let's tell them, what happens at a respite event?
Well, a respite event is an opportunity for a family dealing with disability to drop their loved one off to have 3 hours of fun-filled time where they have a one-on-one buddy who they just have a really good time together and snack together, depending on the time frame, maybe lunch or maybe dinner, while the other family members will go and do an activity.
Yeah, even
just a little break.
Even care team members.
Yes, absolutely.
If there's a care, you know, if it's not necessarily family caring for the one affected by the disability,
sure.
Whether it's a care team member or the family, a chance for them to do really whatever, go out and whatever. Yeah. Go home, take a nap.
I think I mentioned this maybe once before, that there is a single mom who drops her loved one off and she sleeps in the car in the parking lot because it's her one break.
Yeah.
So bless her heart.
Now, churches can sign up to get trained to do that. What does that entail?
Oh, it's wonderful. So we will come out to their church, walk around the church with them, take a look at the physical aspects of it, and maybe point out a thing or two that they may want to consider. And then we'll work with the staff and train them and the volunteers who sign up for respite, train them how to provide 3 hours of care for somebody with various disabilities. So it may be that somebody has autism, maybe somebody is a quadriplegic, and everything in between. And we'll take care of getting them trained. The volunteer would also go through a background check for each different church location.
Yeah.
And just come together and have a great, wonderful time.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, it's one of those things, I think sometimes on this end of it, when you're thinking, oh, and something else, and then you do it, and instead of like watching the latest episode of whatever or binging whatever, you're amongst friends and family and loved ones and having a blast just doing activity that really is God-honoring.
Absolutely.
Opportunity to make a difference in our community and give those families and care team members a little bit of respite. What's the best way for someone from a church to reach out to Johnny and Friends New Mexico? I'm going to give the first way. Here's what you do. You go to Johnny and Friends. That's J-O-N-I. And then you have to spell out and. johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. And on the website, you'll find a way to connect with Johnny and Friends. Mary, what's another way they can connect?
Another way is calling our office line, which is 505-835-5263.
Okay. And in case you were running to get a pen and pad to write that down or open up the notepad on your phone, here it is. 505-835-5263. Or better yet, open up the phone app on your phone and just dial it. You ready? 505-835-5263. 5263. And then let's move on. There's all kind, you know, you guys have stuff going on. I mean, I'm happy where I'm working, but I almost asked you for a job there. I'm like, man, I want to go to the barn dance.
Oh, please do.
Saturday,
come to the barn dance.
Saturday, October 12th. Now we're going to turn around. That's just around the corner.
It is. It is. And it's a fun time. It's open to the whole community. There are churches and businesses that will be doing booths and games with prizes for the kids or even for the big kids. Everything from cornhole to, you know, bowling pins. There's even some other... toilet seat throwing that goes around
it's modified horseshoes.
Yes, it is.
How fun.
And there'll be a DJ, so there's dancing and just a lot of fun, a barbecue. And again, it's all free. Bring the entire family and join us and support a good cause. It's free, but there are still opportunities to give if you would like to.
Now, if you go on the website, again, just go to... Johnny and Friends, spell it all out, Johnny and J-O-N-I and friends.org/new-mexico. From the homepage, just scroll down and you'll get to upcoming events right on the homepage. Click on the Barn Dance New Mexico 2024, and I'll have all the information you need. It's at Alfredo Garcia Community Barn. Which is, I think it's over off of Rio Grande Boulevard. It's been there for the last couple years, but lots of fun. And now with that event, do you need sponsors, volunteers?
All of the above. Sponsors, volunteers, people who want to run booths. So if someone would like to underwrite the fund, we would love that. There's a bit of expense to us that we do not pass on to the people attending because we really want it to be an outreach for people in the community.
Essentially, it's a free event.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not free.
Right.
It's free to those attending and enjoying. And if you are wanting to underwrite that, whether you're an individual or perhaps a business, here's that number to call, 505-595-3981. And Mary is who you want to talk to.
There you go. That's my direct line.
But volunteers, call the same number we gave out before. If you want to volunteer, that's 505-835-5263. The barn dance is set for Saturday, October 12th, and it'll be that afternoon out at Alfredo Garcia Community Barn. And we'll continue to mention it here on KLYT. There's other things happening. Let's talk about the Project Day.
Yes, this is a way for us to reach people in the community who are dealing with disability, who need just a little extra help around the house, around the yard. So we have an incredible group of volunteers from Hope Christian School, the teens, who are coming to help.
And you mean young people with energy and
exactly. Yes, and so about 60 students were anticipating coming, and so we will have 5 to 9 projects of people who just can't get out and do their yard work, or they have a specialized van that really would appreciate someone coming in and cleaning it for them, doing windows on the house, or we have a couple of garden projects where they need rocks put out. So just ways to help and serve others. And, you know, you think you're doing this to help somebody else, but you walk away completely blessed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, almost any time ministry's involved, that's the thing, right?
Yes.
You go, I'm going to go bless them. And you do.
Yes.
But then you walk away and you're so blessed by the people you've come in contact with. And you know what's amazing? I mean, you just never know what God's going to do at an event like that. Sometimes you meet someone and they can turn into these lifelong body of Christ relationships.
Exactly.
People serving together. You know, if someone out there is, you know, someone else is going out there to volunteer with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, chances are you have something in common with them if you had the same interest.
Yes.
So we'd encourage you to be part of that project. A 60 students.
Yes, how about that?
You put up a barn. Remember?
Next year's project.
Yeah. and then have the dance at the new barn. There you go. But Project Day is just around the corner. And actually, do we have a date for that?
Yes, September 14th.
September 14th, okay.
So if you're a family out there and you need help, or a single out there and you need help at your home, please let us know that. And if you would like to come with us and serve others, let us know that as well.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to reach out to those people that have those, like, journeyman-type skills, mm-hmm. painters, electricians, right?
Right.
Those that are handy in the yard with gardening or landscaping. Mm-hmm.
Imagine being someone who just can't get down there and take care of this, and you see it every day,
right.
And you just wish you could, and
right.
just being blessed by somebody coming and helping.
Yeah, and you know, it may just be a few hours to you, but man, that's something that someone else is going to appreciate for days and days and hours and months and, God willing, years in mm-hmm. some circumstances. So the Project Day, September 14th with Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. And again, to contact them, is it the first number we gave?
Yes.
The volunteer number, 505-835-5263. Hey, we're up against a break. We're going to take a break. And we're going to come back and let you know more about what's happening with Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Can you stay with us through the break?
I'd love to.
Okay, let's do that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, tomorrow on ABQ Connect, a full hour, Jim Williams is spending time with Dennis Poper on New Mexico Men of Honor and the next event that they have. So guys, be tuned in for that. And guys, listen, a first ever Man Up conference is coming to Calvary Church Albuquerque. That's on Osuna, west of Jefferson, where we are broadcasting from. Now, this Man Up conference, I need your attention, guys, because you do not want to miss the lineup of speakers, okay? It's happening Friday and Saturday, September 13th and 14th. And as far as what time each day, you can go to the website at calvarynm.church. But listen to this, okay? First ever Man Up conference, right? Featuring worship, teaching, and unbelievable getaways. I mean, guys, think outdoorsy, expensive guy giveaways, you know, stuff you're going to want on your next outing, okay? In addition to that, you're going to hear from Major League Baseball legend Daryl Strawberry is going to be part of the event, along with Theos U founder Nathan Finocchio and our own pastor Nate Heitzig. So you're going to get some great insight from these guys. Really looking forward to hearing what they have to say. All the details about the Man Up Conference that's happening in mid-September, that's September 13th and 14th, at calvarynm.church. So go check that out. Now, I hesitate to ask because I don't know the answer. Mary, do you know who Daryl Strawberry is?
I do.
Yeah, right?
Of course.
That's huge.
Baseball.
Yeah, and he's got quite a testimony. He'll have some things to share about what he's been doing and how the Lord's worked in his life, you know, since Major League Baseball.
Love that.
Yeah, pretty cool. I know a while back he was on A New Beginning with Greg Laurie. I want to say he was on one of his shows, but looking forward to hearing from Daryl.
Yes.
And again, details, guys, calvarynm.church. Just look on the events page. In studio with us, Mary's here from Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and I've given the website, but I want to make sure you have it, okay? Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I and friends.org/new-mexico. And the next topic on the Looking at your busy calendar.
Right.
I'm surprised I could get you into studio.
Well, and yesterday we had our coffee and care. So we had 9 people from the community, caregivers.
Nice.
Who came in and just got to talk to each other and share and encourage each other. A few tears and prayers.
Well,
and
listen, wonderful. Before we go to the marriage getaway, tell me more about Coffee and Care. I don't know if I knew about that.
Coffee and Care is once a month, and it's in our office. People who are caregivers come in.
Yeah.
Some come in with their person they're caregiving for, mostly adults. And we have coffee and donuts and fruit and mostly talk and share.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, something going on over here with this caregiver, and somebody else has had that experience.
Right.
And, oh, here's who you connect with. And I have a challenge with this agency. Oh, this is what we did. And just sharing and caring for each other.
And, you know, sometimes even if you don't have an answer, mm-hmm. you know, for helping to solve the problem, just to know that there's someone else going through it, that it's not unique to you. You're not being picked on by the universe.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And they come away. In fact, the group yesterday ended up going out to lunch after together.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
Is there a way for caregivers to find out more about that?
Sure. They can go to our website,
okay.
or they can go ahead and call the office,
okay.
and we will give them all the information. So that would be 505-595-3981.
Okay. All right. So we did start. Now, the people that were wanting to hear about the marriage getaway, like, okay, I want to know about the marriage getaway. What's going on?
So in November, it's our annual marriage getaway, a time for couples dealing again with somebody. It could be a spouse or it could be a child, somebody with a disability. And we bring in experts who come and will just refresh them and give some tips and tools and takeaways for the marriage itself to be able to go through the things that you go through in a marriage already, but you add on to that a bit of a challenge with somebody in the family with special needs, and they just they know and have a way of helping people deal with those things, and they come away with a new commitment, a refreshment with their marriage.
And now again, that's November 8th and 9th. And again, if you go to the Johnny and Friends website, that is Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I. I'll say it every time because people keep spelling it wrong.
Thank you.
J-O-N-I and friends.org/new-Mexico. Just scroll down and real close to the place where we had told you about the barn dance, you'll see the Marriage Getaway New Mexico 2024, the dates, November 8th and 9th. This year, it's at the Sheraton Albuquerque Uptown, and the cost and everything is available to you there. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can call the office at 505-585-3981. Any need for volunteers and things for that event?
Not so much for that.
Okay.
We do have some packages we're putting together for the couples. So if somebody wants to call the office and come in and help us create these, we've got other things like that, other volunteer opportunities as well.
Yeah.
As we prepare for next year's family retreat.
That's how I started in radio.
Really?
I showed up and showed interest in Christian radio. They said, cool, here's a mop, here's a broom, here's how you scrub the toilet, here's how you empty the garbage.
Love it.
Yep. And it is. You know what? I will tell you, it's a great way to start in ministry.
Yes.
You learn how to serve right off the bat.
Sure.
But that marriage getaway, again, is November 8th and 9th. The details on the website, Johnny, J-O-N-I, and friends.org/new-Mexico. And we talked last time, I think we were kind of looking back at the Warrior Getaway, but that's going to be on the calendar before we know it.
Yes, and we're looking at a new date this year, depending on if we can fill those volunteer spots. So it's a special challenge this year with that. We're looking at March for a Warrior Getaway in Arizona.
Yeah.
And it's the week before spring break. It's a great opportunity for us. And so we're looking to see if we can't find those special volunteers out there who have a heart for those who have served our country. And the ways that they would serve is perhaps be a battle buddy if they have that experience. It could be serving as someone helping with childcare.
Yeah.
So looking
volunteers
for those,
are critical.
Yes.
And, you know, listen, for those that are thinking about the marriage getaway and going, whether it's volunteering or you know, being one of the families that are blessed by the Warrior Getaway in here, Arizona. Don't think saguaro cactus, okay? If you haven't traveled the state, it's like New Mexico. I mean, so many different climates. And this is going to be near Williams, Arizona, which is just a little bit west of Flagstaff, for those unfamiliar. One of my favorite places in Arizona. It's just beautiful.
Gorgeous.
One of those places, as you drive, even on the interstate going through Williams, it's like, where are the elk? You know, it's
yes.
just, it's beautiful. So the Warrior Getaway in March, but to kind of, you know, save the month, because we will land on specific dates a little later, but that is coming. And if you want to volunteer for that, that is one of those things. I know I've talked to volunteers from that, Mary, that go to serve, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just come away blessed
yes.
by the people they're able to spend time with.
And if you're a veteran, a U.S. veteran yeah. or a foreign war veteran, please reach out to us. We would love to serve you at that. It is zero cost
yeah.
to the veterans. And that is a dedication by Johnny and friends to supply and provide this, and we have experts that come in and talk about PTS and
yep.
you know, other challenges that a veteran might face, and it's really refreshing and rewarding.
Well, and you know what, let me go through this quickly for you, Mary, because I know we're up against the end of the show.
Okay.
The family retreat is also going to be coming up, and same thing, if you want to volunteer or you need information about it, call the office at 595-3981 or go to the website Johnny, J-O-N-I and Friends .org/new-Mexico. And finally, Mary, donations are always needed for new or gently used wheelchairs, crutches, walkers.
Non-motorized wheelchairs.
Yeah.
We have distributed 225,000 of them around
wow.
the world, but there's a need for more. There are people out there who just don't have the gift of mobility, are stuck in a hut or a home, and really need that help.
Yeah, and so many of these that are experiencing disabilities are so able to serve in the body of Christ, and your support to them. I just think of some of the ones here locally that I know, Dee Dee, who's worked with you guys for
yes,
years.
She's amazing.
And Chris.
Yes.
I just see them and their smile and their laugh and mm-hmm. and their servant's heart, and they're such a blessing. You know, it's not just the community serving the disabled in our community. They, like we've said a couple of times in this broadcast, they will bless you because they're brothers and sisters that are just part of the body of Christ
yes.
that's functioning together to accomplish much for his glory. So, Mary, as always, thanks to you and Marcy and the rest of the team.
Thank you, Steve. We love being here. We so appreciate you.
Can you come back next month?
Let me think. Okay.
yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget tomorrow, a full hour with Jim Williams and Dennis Poper and an update from the New Mexico Men of Honor. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.